Scientists believe the so-called party drug ecstasy, known as MDMA, has an untapped potential to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. But they argue plans to test the drug on war veterans in Australia being stifled by academic conservatism. From Melbourne, Danny Tram reports.
The streets of Nowra on the south coast of New South Wales are a long way from Iraq. But for Aaron Gray, sometimes they're one and the same.
Certain smells, sounds, even when the atmosphere just becomes similar to how it was on that day.
The reminders of his time on the battlefield are vivid and come without warning.
Heavy traffic gets me, seeing things on the side of the road like chemical containers.
10 years ago, he was a member of the Australian Army, serving in Iraq as part of Combat Team Eagle when they were ambushed. The battle went on for 18 hours, but the memories are long-lasting. He was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and in 2015 he went to the hospital to be treated. It involved being exposed to his trauma repeatedly over 13 weeks.
It was very confronting and it was extremely exhausting because you're constantly hypervigilant. For me, it helped me somewhat. It didn't help me as much as I would have liked.
But according to Dr. Stephen Bright from Edith Cowan University, it doesn't have to be that way. And the key might be the drug MDMA.
What MDMA does is it reduces the fear response. It allows the person to reprocess the event.
It's called MDMA-assisted psychotherapy. There are 12 sessions, but patients only receive the drug 3 times. Dr. Bright maintains it's about rehabilitation and not recreation, and studies overseas have shown that it helps treat trauma.
They're able to do so in a way that gives compassion to themselves. They're able to overcome survivor's guilt.
He and other researchers developed a plan which they wanted to get off the ground, but it's been met with stiff opposition from some sections of the academic community. Hopes of a trial at a Victorian university are now looking unlikely.
The key problem that we've had is that we've faced academic conservatism. Here we have a treatment that has a tremendous amount of evidence supporting it, yet the universities are not willing to engage in it for fear of the potential consequences, such as poor media.
Aaron Gray is a bit reticent, but he wants to see a trial here in Australia.
Even with my own reservations on it, you know, the only way that we can progress forward is by taking risks.
Veteran Aaron Gray ending Danny Tran's report.